Randy Irvine, the baseball coach at Pocahontas County High School, came before the Board of Education on April 23rd to talk about multiple field and facility problems at both the baseball and softball fields due to a lack of funding for the programs. He cited the poor condition of the stands, the lack of a drainage system for the fields, the lack of restroom facilities, as well as the lack of funding for fresh dirt for the playing fields. Irvin said the kids on his team had to buy their own uniforms this year, and he had spent about $600 of his own money to put enough fresh dirt on the field to make it playable. He also said that the board has spent enough money on portable toilet rentals over the last few years to have built real restrooms with flush toilets. He has received an estimated cost of adding a drainage system to the field of about $1,300, but there's no money to do that. Irvin said that baseball actually could pay for itself if the facility improvements made it attractive for spectators to attend the games. School principal Joe Riley added that they have had for many years about $2,000 set aside for building bathrooms at the baseball field, but that would only be enough to build either a men's room or a women's room, not both. PCHS Athletic Director Christy Tritipo also addressed the board about sports-related issues at the high school. She announced that an effort is underway to return golf to the school's athletic programs, and they have posted a position for a volunteer golf coach. Christy also said there have been a number of people pushing to return a cross-country team to the school this coming fall, and they are looking at doing just that. School Superintendent Terrence Beam reported that they are working on a policy to require timely requests for field trips be made to the Board of Education in order to avoid the number of retroactive approvals of these trips by the board. He also announced that the Super Scholars Awards will be held on May 14th, and the winners of the Golden Horseshoe this year were Hunter Curran from Greenbank Elementary Middle School and Aiden Madison from Marlinton Middle School. Mr. Beam announced that the FFA team placed first in the state competitions, while the 4-H team placed high in its state competitions. In addition, Beam announced the results of the Regional Social Studies Fair, which will soon be available on our website. In financial matters, the board examined, then approved, payment of $65,784.97 for outstanding vendor bills, and $163,145.90 in government purchasing card charges. The board also examined and approved a summary schedule of revenues and expenses for March of 2018. The bottom line there is that while both revenues and expenses were less than for March 2017, the monthly revenues did exceed the expenditures by about $105,000. In other actions, the board approved new math textbooks for the coming school year, approved the 2018-2019 school calendar, and completed the superintendent's annual performance evaluation. During the matters of the board portion of the meeting, board member Steve Tritipo acknowledged that his time as a board member is winding down, since he is not running for re-election. Joe Walker said that deeper cuts to the budget need to be made in order to better fund career and technical education programs and add new ones such as Parks and Recs, a CTE program which is very popular in other rural West Virginia school districts, as well as to add to the available advanced placement courses. There was no personnel agenda presented for this meeting. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.